白书第七章。
Let's turn in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章第十一节跟第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verses 11 and 12.
从前百姓在祭司、在利未人祭司职任以下受律法，倘若借这职任能得完全，又何用另外兴起一位祭司，照着麦基洗德的等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？祭司的职任既已更改，律法也必须更改。
Now, if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be designated according to the order of Aaron? For when the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also.
18节 19节
Verses 18 and 19.
先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉了。律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。靠这指望，我们便可以进到神面前。
For on the one hand, there is a setting aside of a former commandment because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. And on the other hand, there is a bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God.
第八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们在这靠着你爱子耶稣基督，所以我们所洒的血在这进到你的面前。
Father, we once again come before you, sprinkled by the blood of your Son.
愿你的灵与我们同在。讲的说的都被一个灵所感，讲的听的。
May your spirit be with us, be with the one who speaks and those who listen, that we may indeed be of the same spirit.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们交通啊，说到神的心意也是要我们进入完全。
So we have shared that God's desire is for us to enter into perfection.
他在创世以前，在基督里面拣选了我们的时候
，And when He has already chosen us before the foundations of the world in Christ Jesus，
他就定义啊，要我们在他里面成为完全，没有瑕疵。
He has purposed in His heart that we would be made perfect, made complete, no blemish.
他要我们在这地上啊，许多的经历，不管是高低起伏啊，是各样的经历，就要我们能够进入基督的完全。
And so he desires us in our lifetime through all the experiences that we have, good or bad, that we may be made complete.
在哥林多后书里头啊，保罗用了他一生在主面前的经历啊，他勉励弟兄姊妹们要进入完全。
And at the end of 2 Corinthians, near the end of Paul's life, he encourages all of us to be made complete, to enter perfection.
那么在希伯来书呢，它只是带我们，让我们来看基督的完美。
And in Hebrews, the author desires for us to see the beauty of the Lord.
他要我们认识啊，神要在我们身上所做的那至终的成品啊，那个完全是什么？
And he wants us to understand that God has already started this work, and what is the end product?
啊，不是别的，就是基督他的自己。
And not anyone else, but Christ Himself.
就在某些地方来看呢，这些希伯来的圣徒啊，他们的经历已经是蛮好的啊。
And so you may say from different angles that the Hebrew brethren seem to be in a good spiritual condition.
在第六章的时候，他说到他们中间彼此弟兄姊妹相爱，他们彼此扶持哈。
In Hebrews 6, it says that they have ministered and were ministering to the saints and had love between them.
在第十章的时候也说到他们啊经过许多大征战，他们受到许多的逼迫啊，为了这主的名，甚至连家产都被人夺去了。
And then in Hebrews 10 it talks about how they had suffered for the name's sake, they had to endure a great conflict of suffering.
但是呢， 他们还那个主还是要激励他们呢，说要离开基督道理的开端，极力进到完全的地步。
But Paul still wants to encourage them that they have to leave the elementary teaching about the Christ and to press on to maturity.
因为呢，他们在基督里头呢，他们还是婴孩。
Because in Christ they were still babes.
那么他们呢，只能吃奶，他们不能吃干粮。
And they can only take milk and not solid food.
我们讲说这么好的基督徒在里面有这么好的见证，受了为了主受了这么多的苦，他们怎么还是婴孩呢？
And so you may say, these seemingly are very faithful believers who have endured so much suffering. How is it that they are still babes?
因为呢，他们对于主的认识的真理上，他们不够完全。
And it is because they do not have enough knowledge about who Christ is yet.
从一方面来说呢，很多基要的真理他们已经很清楚了。
And so on many hands, many aspects of Christ they have already known.
那么他们在基要真理上的认识可能今天比我们认识的还多。
And perhaps on these foundational truths, they are at a deeper level than us today.
但是呢，似乎对着当时他们所面对的难处，这些认识不够。
But in the context of what they were facing at the time, this knowledge was not enough.
因为对真理认识的不够的缘故呢，他们呢还想回去守律法。
And the reason why their knowledge was not deep enough is because they still wanted to go back to the law.
那么他们还觉得呢，这个可能守律法还更容易一点。
Because they believed that upholding the law was perhaps easier.
那么这些的弟兄姊妹们呢，他们呢对于真理的认识呢，他们需要往更深处去。
And so they needed to grow deeper in this true knowledge.
我想我们在信主的路程上，主在不同的时候教导我们不同属灵的功课。
And of course, in our lifetimes, in different areas, the Lord will teach us different spiritual lessons.
每一个属灵的真理，在那个时候要我们学的，我们得好好学。
And the spiritual reality are the things that we need to learn deeply.
那么对于这些希伯来的圣徒啊，那个发觉呢，他们最需要认识的呢，就是基督是我们的大祭司。
And the Hebrew brethren needed the truth that they needed to learn the most at this time was that Christ was the perfect high priest.
那么基督是大祭司的这件事呢，实在是也非常宝贝的一个真理。
And Christ being our high priest is such a precious truth.
那么我们主是我们的大祭司，他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样啊。那么他能够体恤我们。
And the Lord being our great high priest, he has faced every temptation as we have.
那么每次我们的那个交通到大祭司的时候，我们都想到我们的主啊，天天在主父面前为我们代求。
He also sympathizes with our weaknesses and intercedes for us.Before the Father.
这是一个非常宝贝的真理，是我们今天也非常那个珍贵的珍惜的。
And this is a precious truth that we ought to hold on to dearly.
其实对这些希伯来的圣徒来讲的话，这对他们也没有难处。
And for the Hebrew brethren, this was also not difficult for them.
那么因为在第二章跟第四章的时候，都已经提到说我们的主是升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
Because in chapters 2 and 3, it already talked about Christ ascending, being that high priest.
作者在跟他们讲这件事的时候，没有难处，他们都可以接受。
And so when the author wrote about these things, the people accepted it with no difficulty.
但是呢，这个真理它再往深出去的时候。
But as they go deeper into this truth.
但是发觉他们进不去。
They realize they come to a point where they cannot go further.
那么我们主他是这个是大祭司这件事情呢，那么固然是非常宝贝啊，但是它里面含的真理是非常的丰富的。
And so the Lord being our great high priest is very precious, but there exists an even deeper truth to that.
我呢常常在自己在想哈，这么重要的一个真理，为什么只在希伯来书讲呢？其他书信都不讲呢
？And I often think to myself, such a great truth, why is it only recorded in Hebrews and not the other books?
可能有一个原因哈。
And perhaps there's this reason.
因为这些希伯来的圣徒，他们有旧约的真的背景。
It's because that these Hebrew brethren they have the Old Testament background.
他们对于旧约的祭司一些职分，他们不但认识，他们也经历，他们也亲眼看见。
They not have only known, but they have witnessed and lived out the priestly living of the Old Testament.
但是他们中间可能会有一个问题。
But they might have a question among them.
基督他怎么可以当祭司呢？
How can Christ be the great high priest?
因为他们从小所受的教导就是只有亚伦的后裔，利未人亚伦的后裔才能做祭司的。
Because they were taught growing up that only the Levites or the descendants of Aaron can be the priest.
那基督呢？他是大卫的后裔，他是犹大的后裔，那个子孙，他是大卫的后裔啊。
But our Lord is of Judah, is of David's descent.
那么在律法里面，这个支派的人是不能当祭司的。
And so, according to their knowledge, this type of person cannot be the priest.
没有一个犹大的后裔、大卫的子孙，他可以当祭司的。
David's descendant, someone of Judah, cannot be the priest according to them.
所以呢，在往深处去的时候，就会问哈、啊，那么主他怎么能够当大祭司呢？
And so as we dig deeper into this, the question becomes, how can our Lord be the great high priest?
如果照着律法上的规那个规定的话，律法上的记载的话，他是没有资格当这个祭司的。
Because according to the law, then he would not have the qualifications to be the priest.
在诗篇第110篇呢，那个是弥赛亚的诗篇，他说到这基督来的时候，他要做王。
And so in Psalm 110,it talks about when the Lord comes that he is to be the king.
整篇的那一章的诗篇都在讲他做王的事情。
And this entire Psalm 110 speaks of the kingship of the Lord.
但是在中间第四节的时候，他突然加进一句话，他是说呢，你神的这个起的是绝不后悔，是永按着麦基洗的等次永远做大祭司的。
But in the middle of this psalm, verse 4, all of a sudden there appears this verse where it says, The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever according to the order of
Melchizedek.
And so God has already given this revelation that the Lord will not only be king, but he will also be the priest. But not according to the order of Aaron, but rather according to the order of Melchizedek. And even regarding the history of Melchizedek, very little is recorded in the Bible.
他只有在创世纪14章18节到20节三节的圣经记载关于
Only in Genesis 14, in three simple verses from verses 18 to 20, is Melchizedek recorded.
所以呢，这些有被旧约背景的这些希伯来圣徒啊，他们觉得这件事情太难了哈。这三节圣经，这个真理我们怎么认识呢？
So these Hebrew saints with this Old Testament background thus becomes very difficult for them to understand.
所以呢。那个这个作者发觉以前可能跟他师父说过，现在在跟他们讲这些事情，他们耳朵就关起来，他们听不进去。
And so the author might have brought this up to them before, but now when he brings up this truth, it seems that cannot enter into their ears.
虽然他们自己在听不进去啊，但是呢，圣灵还是借着那个作者呢，向他们诉说哈。
And so even though it seems that these words cannot enter into the ears, yet the Holy Spirit once again moves us deeper into this truth.
短短的三节圣经呢，里面有非常丰富的启示。
Because in these simple three verses, there is so much spiritual meaning.
首先呢，他说到这个麦基洗德啊，他的这个意思呢，就是仁义的意思，公义的意思。
And first, Melchizedek, the name itself means the king of righteousness.
他是在那个撒冷做王的，撒冷的意思就是平安的意思。
And he was the king of Salem, and Salem means peace, so he's the king of peace.
就着他的名字来说呢，他预表基督将来有一天他在公义里头做王了，带进世界的和平呢。
And so he shows the aspects of the Lord that through his righteousness that will become peace of man.
那么同时呢，他不但是王，而且他也是祭司。
And also not only is he king, but he is also priest.
他是在旧约里头的唯一一个人。他同时有祭司，又有王的那个是那个身份。
And he's the only person recorded in the Old Testament who simultaneously was king and priest.
在旧约里头啊，要不然你是王，要不然你祭司，在律法之后，在律法之前都是这样子的。
And in the Old Testament, when you look after the law or before the law, a person usually is only either king or only a priest.
所以呢，他预表基督呢，他将有一天不但他做王，他也是在王的身份里头做祭司的。
And so.Melchizedek is a type of Christ who shows that simultaneously Christ is king and priest.
而且呢，他的在圣经里是突然就出现了啊，
And also, this person just suddenly appears in the Bible.
没有记载他的父母是谁, 也没有记载他的儿女是谁。
Does not record his father or mother or genealogy.
那么这里告诉我们他是无父无母，那个无族谱，无生之死，无命之中的。
And it says that Melchizedek is without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life.
在旧约里头，任何一个重要的一些人物的话，都会记载他的家谱的。
And any other famous person in the Old Testament, you will see their whole lineage.
他告诉我们呢，这里他预表基督啊，他在那个弥迦书里面，他是说他在亘古他太初的时候就有的。
And so he is made like the Son of God. He had already existed.
他呢，在他是那个太初就有的道啊。And
he is the Word that was from the beginning.
而且呢，他曾经死了，而且又复活了，活到永永远远的。And
he is the one who died and was raised again and lives forever.
所以呢，在这一方面呢，就那个这个麦基洗德也预表基督的。
And so on this hand, Melchizedek also then is a type of Christ.
那么更重要的是。 当亚伯拉罕打败诸王回来的时候呢，那个他为亚伯拉罕祝福，亚伯拉罕也是把掳来最好的十分之一献给他。And
the other thing is, in these three verses, we see that Melchizedek blesses Abraham, and Abraham gives Melchizedek a tenth of all.
还让我们看见麦基洗德呢，他不是一个普通的人物。And
so we see from here, Melchizedek is not an ordinary person.
不像旧约里头有提到很多的人物，那么麦基洗德他的身份是非常尊贵的。
And so we see that he has this very high and lofty position.
那么这里告诉我们说，说当神这么说，说基督呢，他是按照麦基洗德的等次做大祭司的时候。
And so when God says that that Christ is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek,
那么他要带进的一个是一个非常重要的一个真理。
And so this is a very important truth to behold.
那么就是呢，如果祭司的职任要改的话。
Which is that if the priesthood itself will change.
那么律法说是按照亚伦的后世才能做祭司，那么这边呢是他是按照麦基另外一个等次做祭司的话，那么律法也要更改的。Because
the law says that the priest needs to be according to the order of Aaron, now if it's according to the order of Melchizedek, there needs to take place a change of the law also.
这是一个非常重要的一个真理啊。And
this is a very important truth.
那么特别是对着这些那个希伯来的圣徒来讲的话。Especially
to these Hebrew saints.
他们当时呢，遭遇到了很多的难处。Because
they have encountered many difficulties.
那么他们呢，有很多的那个试探，要再回去再守律法。And
they have received many temptations that make them want to go back to the law.
那么在这里说呢，如果我们认识基督是按着麦基的喜德等次做祭司的话。
But it says that if we recognize Christ as priest according to the order of Melchizedek,
他要说到一个真理，就是祭司的职任改了话，那么律法也要改。Then
the important takeaway is that if the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also.
他要带，那个基督要带进的是一个新的世代啊。So
Christ brings about this new age.
这些希伯来的圣徒的话呢，他们里面一定有很多的稳定的问题。
And so in the hearts of the Hebrew saints, they must have many questions.
因为呢，摩西他在那个《申命记》第四章的时候，他说到律法的时候。
And because Moses, when he was talking about the law in Deuteronomy,
他说呢，你们我颁给你们这些的那个律例诫命呢，你好好的遵守。
He says that these statutes and commandments that have been listed out, you must uphold carefully.
因为呢，将来那个很多其他的国听见你们有这些律法的时候呢，都说这些大国人真是有聪明有智慧啊。
Because when the surrounding nations find out about it, they will say that what great nation is that that they have these statutes and ordinances?
哪一国有他们的法律能够像我们神所颁给我们的法律这么样的公义，这么样的圣洁呢？
For what great nation will there be such a holy statutes and righteous judgments in this law that I have set in this land?
世界各国历代以来都有他的法律，但是没有一个法律可以跟神的律法相比的。
Because other nations may have their statutes and judgments, but who has it like Israel?
所以他要这个以色列百姓呢，宝贝的那个神的律法啊。And
so they are to cherish these statutes and ordinances.
那么确实在旧约的圣徒，他们真是宝贝神的话。
And indeed, in the Old Testament, we see that they do treasure these laws.
特别在诗篇里面，诗篇第一章啊，他第一篇他就说呢，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
Because in Psalm 1, for example, it says that this man does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And what is the outcome?
那么他就像一棵树，在他溪水旁，按时后结果子。
Then he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruits in
its season. 他的叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers.
这是神对着他的百姓遵守他的律法的时候所给的应许。
And this is the promise God gave to man who follows the law.
所以大卫他想到这个神的话语的时候，他里头也非常的宝贝。
And so when David considers this, he also treasures this in his heart.
诗篇49篇，他说了，这耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
It says that in Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
Just the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether.
这是客观他对神话语的认识。
This is the objective view that he has
towards
the law.
那么他自己的经历呢？
But what about his own personal experience?
他读了主的话以后，他说都是这样的宝贝，比金子还要宝贝。
It says that the God's law is more desirable than gold, yes,
而且是,
than much fine gold.
而且是何等的甘甜，是比蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
And sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
诗篇119篇，这个是整整圣经里面最长的一节句卷书，它多方面说到神话语的宝贝。
And Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, speaks of God's law.
那很多那个经节都是我们耳熟能详的哈，说那个你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
It says the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
那么你的话语解开就发出亮光，使愚人的有通达的道路。
And indeed, it paves this way for people to follow.
所以呢，神所颁给以色列的律法是好的。
And so the law that God has given to the people is good.
是美的, 他要他的百姓好好的那个切实遵守。
And he wants his people to carefully uphold it.
既然律法是这么样的美好，是这么样的珍贵, 那么为什么还要改呢?
And so if the law is so good and wonderful, why does it need to be changed?
不但是要改，他说呢，他要把先前的那个律法软弱无力要废掉呢。
And he even says that the law is because of its weakness and uselessness.
他让我们看见的不是律法不好。
And so we can see that it is not that the law is not good.
保罗说呢，神的律法既明是圣洁的，是公义的。
Because even Paul says that God's law is holy and righteous.
但是呢，神呢，那个，但是他不完全。
But rather, it is not complete.
神呢，要那个我们呢，进入完全。
And God wants us to enter into perfection, to be made complete.
那么首先呢，他说呢，他说我们刚刚读的哈，他从前百姓在律法，在祭司人祭司执政以下做受律法，倘若借这执政能得完全，又何用另外兴起一位祭司照着麦基洗的等次，不照着亚伦的等次呢？
It says, now if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, not be designated according to the order of Aaron?
所以呢，这里的中心思想呢，是神要我们进入完全。
And so here the central thought is that God desires for us to enter into perfection.
律法不是不美。
And it is not that the law is not good.
但是呢，它不完全。
But rather, it cannot be make a person complete.
在新约里头呢，他就教导我们从两个角度来看旧约的律法。
And so in the New Testament, we are taught to look at the law from two angles.
保罗呢，他是从我们个人的经历来看，怎么样来看律法。
And Paul shows us how we look at the law through our subjective experience.
他说呢，从我们的经历来说呢，没有一个人能够那个靠着律法才成全的。
And Paul's point was that
没有一个人能够靠着行于律法在神面前称义的。
And Paul's main point is that there's no one who by the works of the law can be justified in God's sight.
因为呢我们呢越想要靠着律法去遵守神的诫命的时候呢发觉呢越走不来。
Because if we try to uphold the law, as we try, we see we cannot do it.
所以律法呢是叫我们知罪。
And so the law is to give us the knowledge of sin.
没有律法的话呢我们不知道什么是罪。
And if there is no law, then we will have no knowledge
我们呢不知道什么是神的标准。
Then we will not know what is God's standard. We will only look at ourselves by man's standard.
但是呢,律法呢,它有一个重要的目的。
But the law has this great purpose.
它是一个蓄蒙的师父要把我们带到父基督面前的。
It's to act as a tutor to bring us to Christ.
那么它是从这个角度来看,是我们靠着人是守不来的。
And so it's to show us that man on our own cannot uphold the law.
所以他说,唯一要守得了律法的话呢,必须 顺着圣灵,罗马书八章说,他叫律法的意义呢,成就在我们不随从肉体,只随从圣灵的人身上。
And so, the point of Romans 8 is that we cannot uphold the law with our flesh, we can only be upheld by the Spirit.
那么希伯来书从另外一个角度让我们带我们来看律法。
And Hebrews also makes us look at the law from another angle.
那么他让我们看认识的律法的本身呢,它不完全。
It is to see that the law is imperfect.
你知道在新约里头,这完全这个字呢,这很多的书信有,不但是,其实连前书也用,在腓立比书也用。
So, and this word perfect appears multiple times. It's used in, for example, it's like Philippians.
那么这个字用的最多的,这全加起来大概没有它多的,这只是在希伯来书里头。
But Hebrews is the book where the word perfect appears the most, more than any other book.
那么他用的次数,他的正面来用,又是负面来用,用的最多次的是在希伯来书。
And so, any form of the word perfect is found the most times in Hebrews.
他叫我们呢,从认识神的完全这个角度来看那个律法。
And so he wants us to look at the law through the lens of knowledge of Christ.
首先呢,律法它本身呢,就不够完全。
And the first is that the law in itself is imperfect.
那么他就,譬如说,他以祭司的职任这个来看,
And so he looks at it through the duties of the priest.
把那个旧约的这些祭司跟新约的主的祭司,主他做大祭司来做个比较。
And he does a comparison between the priest of the Old Testament versus Christ being our high priest.
旧约的那个祭司呢,他是靠着肉体的条例来做的。
Because the priests of the Old Testament serve according to their flesh.
那么我们的主呢,他是靠着无穷之生命的大能做祭司的。
But the Lord serves via this power, supreme power of this life,
eternal life.
And he uses this incorruptible eternal life to serve.
那么我们的主呢,他是神是启示力的。 启示力的,
and it's of revelation.
那个, by oath.
By oath.
但是, 旧约的这祭司不是启示力的, 只有我们的主他是启示力的, 神启的是绝不后悔, 你是永远为, 带着麦基洗的人, 是永远为祭司的,
So the priests of the Old Testament were not set up through the through an oath, but rather Christ being the high priest was interposed by the oath of God.
那么神呢,起的事,他说绝不后悔,这既然立定,他永远不会改变。
And what God sets, He will never change His mind on.
那么我们的儿子,同时呢,那么我们的主呢,他是长远活着替我们祈求的。
And also, Christ is eternally interceding for us.
那么不像地上的祭司啊,他是很多很多的祭司啊,因为呢,你今年, 你到圣殿里去碰这个祭司,你跟他讲了,他帮助你了。
So in the old days, for a priest, you may tell him of his sin, and he will go make an offering for you.
明年你再来的时候呢,这个祭司可能不在了。
But then if you come back the next year, that
他可能换人了,或者他已经过世了。
Might not exist. So he might have been changed, or he might have passed away.
就算是碰到同样的祭司,他可能也不记得你。<laughs>
Or even if it's the same priest, he might not remember you.
但是呢,我们的主呢, 不管你什么时候,你小的时候,你来到他面前,你或者是你中年的时候来到他面前,或者你老年的时候来到他面前,你就看见都是同样的一位祭司。But
our Lord is different, because He knows us whether we are of on a young age or middle age or old age, He is the same forever.
他们,我们的主从小就带领我们,就让我们认识他。
And our Lord personally leads us from our youth to know Him.
不管你什么时候来到他的面前，他永远知道你过去发生什么样的事情，他将来那个什么，那个是那你要走什么样的道路。
And no matter when you meet the Lord, He already knows what has happened in your past and what will take place in your future.
那么更重要的一件事呢，就是这些地上的祭司，他们自己都被软弱所困的。
And the other important thing is that these earthly priests of old, they also have their own weaknesses.
他要把人带到神面前的之前，他要献祭之前，他每天要先为自己的罪献祭。
Because before they can make offerings for other people, they first have to make offerings for
然后呢,
their own sin.
然后呢，他才能为能够替别人献祭。
Because only then can they intercede for others.
因为他们呢，自己也是常常在软弱当中，他们犯罪的，在罪神的。
They themselves are often in weakness and often committing sins.
但是我们的神呢，我们的主他是圣洁的、无邪恶的、无玷污的、远离罪人、高过诸天的。
But our Lord is holy and He is spotless and clean.
他没有犯过任何的罪，他是没有被任何的软弱所困。
He has never committed any sin. He was never tempted by weakness.
我们今天呢来到了一个人的面前的时候，我们盼望他能够的那个能帮助我们。但如果我们知道这个人跟我们一样的犯一样的错的时候，你可能会犹豫，对不对
？And so, for example, if you seek someone's help today, yet this same person has struggled with the very area that you're looking for help, you will have some doubt in your heart.
如果你永远的知道这个人曾经犯过什么样的那个这是大的错的时候，虽然他现在可能悔改了，可是你还是觉得有一些那个犹豫，他能不能够帮助我呢？
And so this person may have committed some wrong before, and even if he repented, there will still be some inkling in your mind saying, can this person truly help me?
但是我们的主呢，他能够体恤我们的软弱，但是他没有犯罪。
But our Lord can sympathize with our weaknesses, yet He did not sin.
所以就看见呢，就着祭司这个职任来讲的话呢，新约主所代代的大祭司，在这个职任是远远超过旧约这个祭司的职分的。
And so we see that Christ being our great high priest farly exceeds the capabilities of any a priest of old.
当我们的主在那个地上做讲登山宝训的时候，
So consider when the Lord was giving the Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音第六章啊，他说到旧约的那个律法。
And so he was speaking of the law in Matthew chapter 5.
他说呢，律法说呢，说不可以杀人，对不对？
The law says that you shall not murder.
但是我跟你说啊。 你在地上呢，你要恨你的弟兄呢，你就要受审判的。
But the Lord says, "What I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court."
那么律法说呢，不可以犯奸淫。
And the law says you cannot commit adultery.
但是我跟你说呢，凡是看见妇女就起一念就已经与她犯奸淫了。
But the Lord says, "I say to you, that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart."
那律法说呢，不可以背誓，凡所起的誓都要向神谨守。
And the law says, you shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.
但是我跟你说呢,
but the Lord says, make no oath at all.
不可以指的天启示,
either by heaven or by the earth.
是就是是, 不是就是不是,
let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no.
都是出于那恶者的,
anything beyond these is of evil.
你看你就发觉呢, 旧约啊, 它不是不好。
So you'll see that it's not that the Old Testament is bad.
真是看的就是,
because the law of the Old Testament greatly exceeded that of any other nation.
但是它不完全,
but it is imperfect.
那么它是一个时代的产物,它在跟新约来讲的话, 新约代表是更美的,
it is of old, and this new thing that we have in the New Testament is far
不但它的内容不完全,
better. And it's not that the content itself is imperfect.
他也没有办法带着那个带人进入完全。
Not only is it imperfect, but it also cannot make people perfect.
那我们刚刚读的那个时候，在十九节，他说律法原来一无所成啊。其实更好的翻译是说 ，the law made nothing perfect. 他没有办法带人进入完全。
And so in Hebrews 7:19 says the law made nothing perfect, cannot bring people into perfection.
所以你看，我们再读一下那个在第九章的第九节啊。
We read chapter 9, verse 9.
都那头一层帐幕做献祭的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就是良心说，都不能叫礼拜人得以完全。
Says, which is a symbol for the present time. Accordingly, both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make the worshiper perfect in conscience.
十章第一节的时候也是一样啊。 不能记得每样的每年献样的祭物，叫那近亲人来的人得以完全。
Chapter 10 verse 1 says the same. For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the very form of things, can never by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make perfect those who draw near.
旧约的规定呢是要每一个人每年来献祭，但是呢这些祭物这些的律法所规定没有一件事情把我们带进完全。
And so in the Old Testament, on an annual basis, you are to bring your offerings to the Lord, but you could see it can never make anyone perfect.
不是律法不好,
it is not that the law is bad,
是因为律法它不完全,
but rather it is the law that is incomplete.
所以你看见了, 在我们刚刚读了一些这经文呢, 他说到耶稣的主, 他是为那个在按着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司的时候,
and so when we read that the Lord is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek,
他不断地在用一个字, 就是更美的。
Oh, he also uses another word which is better.
他说这个约呢是个更美的约,
This is a better covenant.
那么前约呢那么是写在律法上，写在石板上啊，刻在石板上，写在那个书卷上的那个，是外面的那个律法。
So the prior covenant was recorded on tablets or on scrolls. It was an external covenant.
但是在新约呢，他说呢是，我要把我的律法呢放在他们的里面，写在他们的心上。
But this new covenant is written in the hearts of man.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
I will be their God, and they will be my people.
那么，个人不用教导自己的乡里和自己的弟兄说你该认识主，他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
And there will be no need for one to teach one another, for they will all know that I am God.
所以呢，借着主啊，他是按着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司了。他带进一个约呢，是一个更美的约。
And so our Lord is the priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and he brings in a better covenant.
不是旧约不美啊。
And it's not that the old covenant is not good.
新约是更美的。
But rather that the new one is even better.
因为他带我们进入完全。
Because he brings us into perfection.
他之所以能够带进那个更美的约啊。
And not only does he bring us into this greater covenant.
因为这个更美的约呢，是根据于那个更美的祭物。
Because this better covenant has been enacted on better promises.
人呢，必来到神面前，必须献祭啊，为了自己的这罪献祭。
Before when man comes to priest, they must offer, give them things for the offering.
但是呢，他告诉我们说呢，旧约的那些牛啊、羊啊，这牲畜的血呢，断不能除罪。
But the blood of bulls and goats cannot take their sin away.
他如果说如果是他们能够把人的罪献除去的话，你就不需要年年献祭了。
Because if these things can take sins away, then you do not need to do it on an annual basis.
我们的观念呢是说，为什么要年年？他们为什么要年年献祭？因为每年都会犯罪嘛，对不对
？So you say, well, they have to do it every year because they commit sins every year.
是啊，我们呢，在他们那时候了哈，那么每年犯罪，每年要献祭，对不对
？And so that is true because they commit sins every year, they have to make offerings every year.
但是呢，就算是不是你没有，你今年一年都没有犯罪。
But even if you did not commit sin for an entire year,
你还是要来献祭。
You still have to make offering.
因为呢，为什么呢
？And why is that?
因为呢，这以前献的祭呢，不能够在除罪的。
Because these things cannot take sins away.
他们每年献祭呢，只有一个果效，就是让他们每年都想起他们犯过罪。
And so there is only the one result of this offering, which is to remind them that they have committed sins.
因为呢，牛羊的血断不能够除罪。
Because bulls and goats cannot take sins away.
唯有呢，基督呢，羔羊无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血能够为我们除罪。
But only the blood of Christ, who is the holy and unblemished Lamb, can take sins away.
他不但是自己是个大祭司。
Not only is he the high priest,
他自己呢就是那个祭物。
He himself is that sacrifice.
他每年献祭，他不是每年，他自己献祭，他献的是什么祭呢
？And what offering does he offer up?
他所献上的是他的自己。
He offers up himself.
所以呢，他这个祭，他的祭物是更美的祭物。
And so this is a better sacrifice.
所以呢，因为这是更美的祭物呢，所以主耶稣呢，他我们刚刚做个比较过啊，他所做的职任呢，是一个更美的职任。
And so his duties as a priest is better than that of old.
要比那个旧约的祭司，不管是亚伦也好，他的儿子也好，他的孙、他的子孙也好，比他们所任的职任都远远比他们那个来的更美。
And his duties are better than Aaron or any of it, of his descendants.
因为他们都是被软弱所困的,
because they were all encumbered by
weakness. 没有一个人能够在神面前长远活着，他们祈求的。
And there is no one of old who can stand up to God to intercede.
只有我们主能。
But only our Lord can.
所以呢，他所带进的一个职任是一个更美的职任。
And so this is a more excellent ministry that the Lord has.
那么，借着这个更美的职任呢，他带进的是一个更美的应许。
And so this more excellent ministry has also been acted on better promises.
那在这旧约的时候呢，那么律法要不要守呢？要守，对不对？
And so in the Old Testament, you have to uphold the law.
啊，那这守律法确实有很多的应许。
And indeed, if you uphold the law, there are many promises.
我们刚刚的读了四十篇第一篇，对不对？如果你要喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人就有福的。
For example, what we read in Psalm, that if you delight in the law of the Lord, then you will be blessed.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁,
He'll be like a tree firmly planted.
按时候结果子，凡那个叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And which will bear its fruit in its season, and its leaves will not wither.
那旧约的应许是说，你如果按照律法书上所记载的一切的，就因此而活着。And
so if you uphold the law in all these different matters, you will live.
他所说的应许呢，是今生的应许。But
the better promise referred to here is a promise we can uphold today.
要你要在今生能够那个有一个美好的生命活在神面前的话呢，你要守律法。And
so the idea was of old that if you wanted to live a good life before the Lord, you must uphold
the law. 那么你要在今生的这个生命中显出丰富的结果的话，你要守律法。
So if you want to bear fruit, if you want to prosper, then you need to uphold the law. But this promise was only limited to their current days.
那么但是呢,
but this promise through the new covenant,
借着那个羔羊的血呢,
through the blood of the Lamb, extends beyond our current days and rather into eternity.
不仅仅是今生的福分,
So not only is this blessing in a current lifetime, but also in the age to come.
那么在神那里得到那个永远的生命,
because this is the eternal life that we have received.
今天当我们说到永生的时候,
when we speak about eternal life today,
我们大概只想到，常常是想到它是永远活着，这个不会死的一个生命。
We often think that this means living forever and not dying.
当然这是非常宝贝的，因为什么样的生命才会永远不死呢？
And of course, this is very precious because we have this life that will not perish.
一定是有一个胜过死亡生那个能力在里头，所以他不会，他才会不死。
Because only by having this access to a power that overcomes death can you live forever.
但是呢，永生这个字呢，在这个意思呢，更重在它里面的质，它的那个性质。
But this eternal life, what's also very important, is its nature.
它不仅仅是永远的活着。It's not
just merely living forever.
它更是说到它这里面，它有个属神的生命，属天的生命在里头。
But rather, it speaks of this heavenly nature, this life of God.
因此，他的是属天的生命，所以呢，他在神面前是可以永远活着的。Because
there is heavenly life, then can you stand before God?
那么，他应许呢是那个将来的城，是那个天上的耶路撒冷。Because
his promise of a future inheritance, the new Jerusalem.
所以呢，主他所带进来的呢，这个大新的大祭司带进来的一个应许，是一个更美的应许。And
so that's why this is a better promise.
那么，这个应许呢？ 更是带进了更美的指望，更美的盼望，哈。And
it gives us a greater hope.
那么这个我们对将来的盼望，这个盼望是更美的。And
it says that we have a better hope.
我常常在想啊，那个我们保罗说了，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，对不对？
For example, Paul says that there's faith, hope, and love.
我们呢对于信心呀，有不少的认识啊。And
so we do not have a little understanding of faith.
我们呢也知道什么是爱，虽然我们不见得能够爱得来。And
we also know what love is, even though it may be difficult to love.
但是呢，什么是盼望呢？
But what is hope? What is the difference between hope and faith?
当我们说我们有信心将来要进神的国，跟我们盼望将来进神的国，这两个有什么不同呢？
If we say we have faith that we will enter the kingdom one day versus we have hope of entering the kingdom, what is the difference?
我们常常把信心跟盼望这两个混在一起，一起讲，因为我们的认识就是这样子。
We often combine the meanings of faith and hope.
但是希伯来书第十一章呢，在那个他说呢，那么什么是信呢？信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据啊。
It says in Hebrews 11, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
盼望是有个实质的东西,
when hope, that there's assurance of things hoped for.
信心呢, 我们如果有信心的话呢, 那个将来盼望是好像就在我们已经得着了。
So this faith is as we have already grabbed hold of what we have hoped for.
所以主说你们信是得着, 就必得着, 这两个, 虽然是非常的接近,
so the Lord says, if you seek, you will find, and it maybe seems to have very close meaning, but it's different.
我们呢,相信我们有永生,
we believe that we have eternal life.
那么跟我们盼望有永生呢,是往更往前去一步的。
And it's a step deeper than having the hope of eternal life.
因为这我们好像那个将来的事情就已经在我们已经得着。
Because it is as if this future thing we have already laid hold of today.
所以他说这个主所带进来的那个指望呢，是一个这盼望，是一个更美的盼望。
And so that's why it says here that there is a bringing in of a better hope.
就当他说更美的时候呢，
And when it says better,
那么它就是一个比较，对不对？它一定是跟一些东西比较之后，它是更美的。
You have to have a comparison in order to use the word better.
那么常常我们在比较时，不是说过去的东西不好。 而是东西是更好。
And again, it's not to say that the old thing was bad, but rather this new thing is better.
保罗他在腓立比书的时候，他说了一句话。
And in Philippians, Paul says this.
他说呢，弟兄们呢，我不是已经以为自己得着了。
It says, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
他说我只有一件事。
But one thing I do.
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
他要忘记什么呢?
What is it that he is forgetting?
保罗他在这里写这些书信, 他在什么样的场合写的呢?
What is Paul's state of life when he is
writing?
He was imprisoned in Rome.
他前面他已经圣灵带他三次出去旅行布道。
And he has already been on three missionary journeys.
那么他已经建立了许许多的教会。
And he has also visited many churches.
他教导了许多的人,
and he has instructed many people.
那么他在这对主认识也越来越丰富。
And he is growing and more and more abundant in his knowledge of God.
如果我们看他的监狱书信的，其实那个以弗所书跟哥罗西书人，就发觉保罗这时候的生命是这么样的丰富的。
So if you read Ephesians, Colossians, we will see how abundant his spiritual knowledge is.
他不但呢为主做了许许多多的工。
Not only has he done many works for the Lord,
帮助的是圣徒,
and not only has he provided great aid to the saints,
他自己对于主的认识也是这么样的丰富，到了有属天的启示。
His own knowledge of the Lord, his own the highest revelation that he has received is so precious.
那保罗为什么说他忘记背后，努力面前呢？
So then why does Paul say, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead?
他说呢, 他为了主做了这么多的工，全部放下了。He
says all this that he has done for the Lord, he forgets what lies
behind. 他认识主人那么多的事情，他也把它放下来。And
all his knowledge of the Lord that he has received thus far, he forgets.
为什么他这么做呢？
And why does he do this?
他说呢，为了要得了神在基督基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。
He says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upper call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗呢，他里面一直有一个神圣的不满足。
There is this holy dissatisfaction within
Paul. 那他知道呢，那么神要他得一个更美的。
Because God knows that, Paul knows that God is preparing something better for him.
不是他过去那个为主做工不好。
And it's not saying that Paul's work for the Lord before was not good.
不是他过去对主的认识的知识不好。
And it's not saying that all of his service is not good.
都是非常好的。
Those are all very good things.
但是呢，跟主跟神呢， 在基督里头要他得得来讲的话呢，那是更好的。
But what God wants Paul to grasp is even better.
神要在他基督里面叫他得什么奖赏呢？
And what is this prize that God wants Paul to lay hold of?
他知道神要他得的不是别的，就是基督他的自己。
It is which is nothing else but Christ himself.
他向着那个标杆直跑。
Pressing on toward the goal.
因为他要得那个更好的，从上面照他来的奖赏。
Because he wants to receive that even better prize from heaven.
他底下他说呢。
And he says this.
他说你们中间凡是完全人，也当存这样的心。
Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude.
一面来说呢，这些在他一定他们当中有些人，他们已经是完全的，对不对？他说你们中间完全人。
So he says, as many as are perfect. So there seems to be some perfect people in the midst.
那么更应该说呢，是这些之所以他们完全，是他们追求完全。
But it's not that they are perfect, but rather they are pursuing perfection.
如果我们追求完全的话
，if we have this pursuit,
我们要追求神在耶稣基督里面所得的奖赏的话
，if we want to press on toward the goal,
那么得到那个更美的事的话
，if we want to press on toward that better thing,
要存这样的心
，then we need to have this attitude.
忘记背后的，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
主在我们身上都有不少的工作啊。
And the Lord has done many works in each of us.
那么我们信信主，不管我们多少年，我们在主里面都有些成长。
And no matter how long we have believed in the Lord, we have all experienced some type of growth in Him.
我们也真的学习在那里服侍。
And we have learned service.
我们服侍，有些服侍，有些人服侍的多，有些人服侍的少，都有些服侍。
And some may serve more than others, but we all have served in some capacity.
那么我们呢，对主的认识也是那个一天一天的在增长的。
And our knowledge of the Lord may be growing day by day.
每次我在查经的时候呢，听弟兄姊妹交通，我里头是真是充满感谢啊。
So each time during Bible study, when I hear brothers and sisters share, I'm filled with gratitude.
我们呢在主里面都有增长。
All of us have experienced growth in the Lord.
也在弟兄姊妹他们看见的东西，对我都有里面很大的帮助啊。
And from what has been observed, there's a great benefit.
哎呀，我真的那个为主为在我们过去所的带领，在前面的弟兄们的教导，献上感谢和赞美。
So I give the Lord thanks and praise for all the ways I've seen growth in other brothers and sisters.
但是呢，这个是好的，但不是最好的。
And so this is good, but it is not the best.
他是主呢，在基督里头啊，他要我们得了更好的、更美的。
Because God wants us to lay hold of the even better thing, the best thing.
这是呢，那么主呢，他是按着麦基洗德等次做大祭司，他带进来一个重要的一个真理。
And so, Christ being a priest according to the order of Melchizedek carries this great truth.
对着这些的那个希伯来圣徒来说呢
，that for these Hebrew saints.
这是他们这时候最需要的认识的一个真理。
This is the truth that they needed to understand the most at this time.
不是他们过去他们从小学的那个律法不好。
It is not that the law that they have grown up learning is bad.
但是呢，他这个是一个时代的，那个神的启示要往前去的。
But that is of a prior age. You need to look forward.
那么神要他们呢，那个追求的是完全的，是要更美的。
And God wants them to have this pursuit of perfection, to be made complete.
很多人在读希伯来书的时候呢，都觉得啊，那个这些希伯来圣徒他们想要回去守律法。
So many people, when they read Hebrews, they have this feeling that the Hebrew saints seemingly want to return to the law.
所以他在这许多的教导。
And so there are many instructions here.
他们为什么想要回去守律法呢？
And so why is it that they want to go back to the law?
那么很多的解经的弟兄们都觉得，可能那时候他们因为遭遇到了犹太人的逼迫啊，如果是说回守律法，可以少很多的逼迫。
And so many Bible scholars believe that it may be perhaps of persecution from other Jews that if they
如果他们回去守律法，他们在教导人那个受割礼的话，像保罗说，我何必再受逼迫呢？
That if they uphold the law and go through circumcision, that they will not receive persecution from Jews.
但是我这次在预备这个这信息的时候呢，我特别留意到在这第十章啊，他说到这些圣徒们啊，他们他说你们要的这第十章32节，他说你们要追想往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
But when I was reading Hebrews, what caught my eye was chapter 10, verse 32. It says, "But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of suffering."
一面被毁谤、召唤、难成了细菌，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
Partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated.
他们为了他们的所认识的真理，他们的这个相信主耶稣基督，他们受了许多许多的苦。
For the truth that they believed in, for their faith, they endured many great sufferings. And they were even able to endure their possessions being taken away.
但不表示，当然了，不表示说他们还能够持续下去，所以他需要他们鼓励，他们要能够坚守，
But the writer encourages them to for even further endurance.
但是我这次在读的时候呢，我就发觉我的感觉是。 可能这不主要，不是他们主要的原因，他们为着主已经受了那么多的苦了。
But it seems like the purpose is not exactly that, because they already endured a great ordeal.
如果说他们是因为要逃避这些逼迫的话，他们回去守律法，可能不是那么准确啊。So
if we were to say that they wanted to go back to observe the law to escape these sufferings, that does not seem to be an accurate depiction.
既然这样，他们为什么还要回去守律法呢？
So then why is it that they want to go back to uphold the law?
那知道呢，律法呢，它不是不好。
And again, we know that the law is not bad.
特别是呢，当你已经熟悉了律法。Especially
if it's law that you have already grown accustomed to.
它写得很清楚，一是一，二是二，你照着遵守，你就因此活着，多好啊。
Because the law clearly lays things out principle by principle, so it's easy to uphold.
它虽然它是写在石板上的，但是起码是一条一条的清清楚楚啊。And
it's written on tablets, and it's but it's laid out very clearly on what the law is.
这个新约是更美的约。This
new covenant is a better covenant.
因为它要写在我们里面，放在我们心上，它里面的带领。Because
now it is written in our hearts on how we should be led.
但是多少时候呢？ 我们发觉呢，里面的带领，我去年的感觉跟今年感觉不一样。But
how often have we felt that the leading that we feel on the inside is different?
那么主在不同的时候呢，他有不同的带领，这里面的不好像没有一个准确的一个清楚到底应该怎么做。And
there does not seem to be a standard correct way in how to be led.
很多时候呢，是按照我们里面当时的生命，它有这样的带领，它有的里面下次明年也许不是这样带领。Because
it seems how we are being led depends on the circumstances we are in.
同样的一件事情，你摆在不同的弟兄姊妹们去祷告，结果不一样。So
even this matter of prayer, if we place it in the hearts of the saints, each brother and sister seems to pray something different.
就如果是像律法那样子一条一条写的清清楚楚的话，那么多好啊，都这么容易守啊。And
so if the law, for example, of the Old Testament that is laid out so clearly line by line, isn't that a good thing to follow?
我为什么会这样子想法呢？
And so why do I have such a thought?
那么律法呢的吸引呢，不仅仅是对这些希伯来的圣徒是有这样子的吸引。
And so the attraction of the law is not just towards the Hebrew saints.
那么去读那个加拉太书的时候,
if we read Galatians,
这些加拉太书的那个圣徒们，他都是外邦的圣徒。
Galatian churches, they're made up of Gentile believers.
他们都相信主了，相信主为他们死，为他们受复活，他们都得救了。
And they believe that the Lord has died and raised up for them, they all believe.
但是保罗在那里指责他们说了，你们呢，谨守。 律法，这个日子节期，那个年岁，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。But
Paul writes to them, "You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored over you in vain."
这些外邦的圣徒，他们要回去守律法。These
Gentile believers also wanted to follow some type of law.
他们不但守律法，他们还在那里传割礼。
And not only that, but they also are spreading circumcision.
保罗说呢，如果你们在守割礼的话，基督就与你们无份了。
It says that if it's just mere external circumcision, that Christ has no
part in you.
Because then you'll owe the debt to the law.
这些外邦的圣徒，他们受到的那些错误的教导之后，他们也想去守律法。
Because these Gentile believers, once they have encountered the law, they themselves are attracted to wanting to uphold the law.
我们知道，加拉太书是保罗写的，大概是第一卷的书信啊。
Galatians is probably the first epistle written by Paul.
那么，当时的教会呢，是在初期，非常这刚刚可能刚刚开始这个成立教会的时候。
And at that time, the church was in its early stages.
所以我们想说，可能这些圣徒们因为在主里面的生命不老练啊，所以受人家的迷惑，他们想要回去守律法。Okay.
And so you may say that, oh, because it's in the early stages, these believers aren't very mature yet. That's why Paul has to write this letter.
但是哥罗西教会呢？
But what about Colossians?
在哥罗西教会里面呢，他也有人在传律法。
And again, in Colossians, Paul also speaks about the law.
他说他在中间传了饮食啊、节期啊、月数、安息日啊这些事情啊，都叫他们去守。
Because Paul writes in references to food, drink, festivals, new moon, Sabbaths.
他说的这些都是后世的影儿啊，那形体是基督啊。
He says that these things are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.
不要让人为了这些事情论断你们，不要让人在这些事情上会那个迷惑了你们。
Just let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement or taking on the angels.
保罗指责他们说，你们已经与基督死了。
But Paul says that you have already died with Christ.
如果你们已经与基督死了，脱离了那个世上的律法。
And if you have died with Christ, the elementary principles of the world.
那么为什么还要再回去守那些那个世上的，像服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸的等等的规条呢？
Why, as if you were living in a world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch?
那么这些哥罗西的圣徒呢？他们受到这些的教导迷惑以后，他们也要去守律法。
Because after the Colossians were exposed to such things, they also want to uphold the law.
我们说呢，以弗所书跟哥罗西书呢是两个，只是一个姊妹书哈，是两个应该并着一起读的。
Say that Ephesians and Colossians are sister books that they should be read together.
那么，以弗所书呢说到教会是基督的身体。Ephesians
talks about how the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书说到呢，基督是教会的头。Colossians
says that Christ is the head of the church.
所以你在并着一起读的，你才有一个完整的启示哈，是属天的启示。
And when you read these two books together, then you can see this complete revelation.
说到什么呢？永远的旨意。
Speaks to the eternal purpose of God.
就能够听这些这么高的启示，接受这么高的教训。
And if we are to receive such high revelation,
我们呢可以有把握，这个教会一定有某种的程度哈，某种的生命，它才能够成就。 这么样，这么丰富的那个一卷书。
Then we think that the churches ought to be in a pretty mature state to be able to receive a book of such high revelation.
保罗这已经在坐监了，这教会已经经过几十年的那个成长了啊。
And so Paul is writing at a point where the church has already gone through decades of growth.
但是就是在哥罗西的教会里头，都有人就要想要去守律法。
But even in Colossians, we see that there are people who still want to uphold the law.
你就发觉呢，律法呢，它在某些程度来说的话呢，是对着天然人是很有吸引的。And
so we see that there is a temptation of the law, especially to the natural man.
那么我们今天呢，也常常会听到这弟兄姊妹有时候说，你不要跟我讲那么玄的事情嘛，你跟我讲一二三，我照着做就好了啊。So
even today, many brothers and sisters say, you should speak less of things that are so abstract and speak of things that are clearly laid out, 1, 2, and 3.
是的，我们在借着这个照着主的话，我们可以把很多一些的真理，一二三全部列出来。
And of course, we can lay out principles one by spiritual principles one by one according to the
Bible. 这些都是好的。
And these are all good things.
那我们照着做的话呢，那个确实会蒙祝福的。
And indeed, that these will bring blessing.
但是呢，新约的一个特质呢。
But a unique characteristic of the new
covenant.
And why is this a better covenant?
因为它是那个，因为它这个是要把 神的律法，律法啊，不是坏的，神把律法放在我们里面，写在我们心上的。
And it's because God will put His laws, and these are not external laws, but God will put His laws in our hearts.
神要把他的心意亲自说在我们里头，在我们里面的带领。
And He make clear His purpose in our hearts that we can follow after Him.
不是说因为在那个他说呢，他们。你们 不需要教导这些乡邻啊，他们 都认识我，所以我们就今天就没有教导的事情啊。
And it's not to say that because we have no need to teach one another that we don't have fellowship with each other.
我们的信主再多年，我们需要受到教导啊。
Because as many years as we believe, we still need to fellowship and share Christ with one another.
神呢，更要在我们身上得到的是里面的带领。
But what God wants is this internal leading.
如果这些外面的一些教导只是一些字句，只是一些规条的话。
Because if external leading comprises of just merely laid out principles or written commands,
不是他们不好。
It is not that these are bad.
那么神要的是更好的，更美的。
God wants is the better thing.
他是在里面的带领我们的。
He wants to lead us from within.
那么在保罗写的最后一卷书里头啊。
And in the last book that Paul wrote,
那么哥罗西书已经是监狱书信，已经很晚年写了，但是并不是最后一卷书信。
So, Colossians was a prison epistle, but was not the last epistle that he wrote.
他最后一卷书信是应该是那个提摩太后书。
And the last one he wrote ought to be 2 Timothy.
他在提摩太书他说那么我现在焦点的时候到了，他知道很快就要去见主了。
So he talks about that. He's being already poured out as a drink offering, and the time of his departure has come.
然后他说那个当美好的仗我打过了，当跑的路都跑尽了，守信的道守住了。
He says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith."
那么从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And in the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
保罗那时候已经非常清楚，他大概这次下监大概不会出去了。
Paul already knows in his heart that he will not be able to leave this imprisonment.
他知道他见主的日子非常近。
And that the day that he meets his Lord is drawing near.
可是在那一卷书信在最后的时候。
But at the end of this epistle.
他说呢，提摩太说你如果你来的时候。
He says that Timothy, as when you come.
那么你要把马可带来。
Pick up Mark and bring him with
you. 因为他在传道事上与我有益。
For he is useful to me for service.
那么同时呢，你来的时候呢，还要把那些书带来。
But he also is to bring the scrolls and the books.
还有更要紧的是那些疲倦也要带来。
And also to bring the cloak as well.
所以保罗这时候他已经要见主了啊。
And so Paul at this point is going to meet the Lord.
他很清楚，他很快焦点的时候就到了。
He knows that the time for him to meet the Lord is near.
那他还要把马可带来，因为这他马可还要在他的那个我施工上跟他有帮助。
Yeah, he still wants Timothy to bring Mark because he's useful to Paul for service.
同时呢，把那些书，把那些疲倦也带来。
And also to bring the books and the parchments.
带来干嘛呢？
And what is the point of that?
还要读啊。
Because he wants to read them.
因为他觉得。那个这些人前面人别人写的书信对他有帮助啊。
Because all the things that were written before is a benefit to
him. 他呢的那个带来以后，还是一天他也读，才两天他也读。
Even if he has a day left to live or 2 days, he wants to read.
保罗他不管在什么样的这情况底下
，So Paul, no matter in what state he is in,
他 press on 啊，他是。往前去，他虽然明明知道他要快要见主了。
He presses on and reaches forward, even though he knows he's about to meet the Lord.
但是他里面呢，有一个感觉。
But he has this feeling in his heart.
主留我在地上一天，我就做一天的工。
That if the Lord gives him a day on this earth, then he will do a day's worth of work.
主留我一天在地上，我就一天更多的追求主。
And if the Lord gives me more time on this earth, then I will pursue Him even greater.
认识主的心意。
Then I will want to know more of His will.
借着别人的教导，别人借着书信，我更多的认识主。
And through the sharing of Christ from others, He grows in a deeper knowledge.
因为他里面呢，他我们说他在基于书信，他的生命已经那样的丰富了哈。
And we say that when he wrote the prison epistles, that his spiritual life was already so abundant. If he says in 2 Timothy that he has already fought the good fight and finished the course,
但是呢, 他 press on, 他还是往前去,
yet he still presses on.
那么他这个给我们一个态度, 看见, 虽然我不知道, 我们一般人相信这个, 那个希伯来书大概不是保罗写的,
and even though we don't know if Hebrews was written by Paul,
但是你发觉呢, 那个希伯来书所教导的跟保罗他自己所实行的, 是那么样的吻合,
but you see that what Hebrews is teaching and the way that Paul lives is so much aligned. It is not that what we've known before is bad. And it's not that the Lord did not lead us the right way before.
非常的好, 我们呢, 感恩, 我们赞美,
it is good. We ought to give the Lord praise and thanks.
但是呢, 跟那个更美的比的话呢,
but when we compare that to the better thing,
我们呢, 神要我们呢, 是这个 press on, 往前去,
the Lord wants us to press on and to reach ahead.
但是为了是为什么呢?
And why is that?
因为记得追求了更美的,
because it is the pursuit of the better thing. Then can we enter into perfection?
他说你要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
That we ought to leave the elementary principles of Christ and press on to maturity.
那么对于基督的道理，我们永远不会觉得满足的。
Because until we lay hold of Christ Himself, we will never be satisfied. There will be more things we ought to know and learn. And so we always pursue that better thing. And then the Lord will make us enter into perfection. And there's nothing else. Because perfection is Christ Himself. And He wants us to be made complete in Him. Let's have a word of prayer.
父我们感谢赞美你,
Father, we give you our thanks and praise.
你不但记得耶稣基督从死里复活, 重生了我们,
not only have you raised Christ up from the dead and allowed
叫,
us to be reborn,
叫我们在祂里面有活泼的盼望,
but you have given us a living hope.
父我们更感谢赞美你,
Father, we give you even greater thanks and praise.
因为你的儿子耶稣基督已经从死里复活,
because your Son was raised up from the dead.
如今坐在高天之上的右边, 天天为我们代求,
and now He's sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for us.
开启我们里面的心,
open up our hearts.
开启我们里面的眼睛,
open up our eyes.
看见我们的主, 他这个大祭司所带进我们的进入的何等丰盛的荣耀,
to see how Christ being our great high priest is leading us into this great glory.
他要我们能够忘记背后努力面前向着那标杆直跑,
so that we may forget what lies ahead and press on toward the goal.
叫我们能够得着神在耶稣基督里面从上面找我们的来得的奖赏,
so that we may indeed lay hold of that prize of the upward call of God,
就是要得着你的儿子耶稣基督,
which is to obtain Christ Himself.
他是我们的一切,
He is our all.
他是我们至终的满足,
He is our satisfaction.
祷告奉主的名,
we pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.